Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Talk some Royals baseball for a little bit with our spring training coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. We welcome in our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. He's got his roundtable with Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell coming up later on this month. That'll be the day after opening day. That's Friday the 28th out at Hollywood Casino, 6 o'clock event. Going to be a ton of fun, plus a meet and greet afterwards. I know you'll have a chance to talk to Massey and Isbell then, but I understand you also just got done talking with Sam Long, and the last time maybe you spoke with him, or we talked about him, I should say, on this show, was when he was coming off, maybe a dangerous situation.
Yeah, we thought his hand exploded after he took a line drive off that bad boy and then it caromed off of his head. So, no, the fact that he could sit down, put a headset on, and give me a quick 20-minute conversation shows that, the head's okay, and he said the hand's doing fine, and we should see him in a spring training Cactus League game in the next few days. So, again, man, the thing that I love to do on these hot stove programs and interviews is, introduce the human a little bit more, understand what it took for them to become one of the best baseball players on the planet, the sacrifice, the commitment, the work ethic, because far too often it's, chalked up to God-given talent, or we talk about a big leaguer as if he isn't one of the best players on the planet. These guys are here for a real reason, and highlighting that is always a treat of mine.
Obviously, the first player I'm going to ask about is Jack Caglione. He hit another massive home run yesterday. I think fans are salivating at the possibility. Yeah, that sound. Dear God, that sound. Was it as impressive live, that home run, that sound, as it is for us on the TV end?
Yes. Jaw-dropping, yeah, especially because that's what you're all sitting around waiting for. Every time the dude steps to the dish, you're like, all right, how far is this one going to go? And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, all right, well, he's 22. It's his first spring training. He's going up against Aaron Civale, a command pitcher, a big league pitcher, a guy that's been in the show for years. And then he comes through and delivers that sound, and it travels 440-some-odd feet. And then you talk to him after the game, and he's as impressive in front of a microphone as he almost as impressive in front of a microphone as he is at the dish. I mentioned it earlier. I've never heard a player respond to this question the way that he did. I asked, what was your hope coming into camp? What did you want to show the coaching staff? And his response was that I'm mentally ready, that the mental side of the game, that I'm able to turn the page after an 0-for-4. I'm able to turn the page after a defensive miscue. I haven't been doing this forever, but I've been around a lot of great baseball players, and no one has ever gone immediately to the mental side. Bobby Witt Jr. wanted to be a great teammate. Guys have great things to say that check a box that impress me. No one's ever gone right to the mental side, which, as you guys know, is often the biggest hurdle and something that at times can take guys years before they understand just how important the right mentality and a short-term memory is. And, Cags is saying the right thing. We'll see what happens when he takes his first 0 for 10 in Double A, his first 0 for 15 at Triple A if and when they arrive. But he's certainly saying the right things early on.
Just for any fan listening who's going to convince themselves of otherwise, is there any scenario that does not involve injury in which Jack Caglione is on the opening day roster?
No. Now, barring catastrophic injury, no.
When you look at what he does, like, I guess, what's still the scouting report on him, Vern? The last most recent one I remember hearing was the same one from college or when he came out, which was swings a lot, swings at stuff outside the zone, but doesn't swing and miss a lot. Prodigious power, maybe doesn't walk enough for what people like. What's still kind of like the, I don't know, the story on him as far as the scouts go for the Royals? Or is there something they think he can't do still?
Well, you know, defensively, learning a new position if he's going to move off of first base because there's no playing time right now for first base. You know, it took MJ Melendez a year and a half to look adequate in the outfield. But as far as offense, you know, learning the big league strike zone. And we've seen this with MJ, Bobby. I mean, everyone goes through it. You know, when you're in high school, when you're in college, you could expand a little bit because your hands are that quick, your hand-eye coordination, your bat speed, whatever attribute allowed him to be picked sixth overall, you can get a little lax with, I don't want to say the fundamentals, but you can get lax with the strike zone and expand somewhat because, man, I can get to it. And with my power, I could probably find a gap, even though that's a ball or two off the plate, or that's not in my nitro zone. You know, it's in college, you can swing at anything near the strike zone. In the big leagues, you got to pick a spot and stay committed to that spot. I go back to what Carter Jensen told me in his mindset stepping to the dish, another top prospect, Carter Jensen, the Park Hill kid, the catcher, also, you know, 21, just a year younger than Jack Caglione, two guys that are the future of this organization. He says his two tent poles when at the dish are patience and trust. I know the pitch. I know the area that I want to swing at. I'm going to trust my preparation and remain patient. Even if I'm 0 for 10, I'm not going to start expanding. I'm going to stick. I'm going to trust. Again, going to trust what I've been working on and what I know is my area where I can do damage, where my damage zone is in the strike zone. So that's really it. And the only way that Cax is going to be able to truly find that is by succeeding, failing, overcoming, working through it, and coming out the other side. And again, for as impressive as his performance yesterday was, a homer off of Aaron Civale and a laser beam double to the left center field gap off of Nestor Cortez, as you guys know, if this is a big league game, Nestor Cortez, Aaron Civale, before the game, sit down with their catcher and their hitting coach or pitching coach and the managers, and they formulate a game plan for each and every hitter.
Right.
There wasn't a game plan yesterday for Cags. It's to not trying to sound cliche, but you are working on things, especially when you're the veteran that Civale and Cortez are. Cags is impressive. There's no doubt he could be here this summer, but let's see him struggle at. Let's see him take a pitch at Double A, right? Let's let him take his proper steps to the show, because this is a team that, with or without him, we have playoff expectations. So there's no need to step on the gas pedal for a guy that you believe is going to be a middle of the lineup bat for the next decade in Kansas City.
I'm with you. I'm talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, looking way ahead of the future. April, early April series against the Yankees. You're like, why am I bringing up an April 14th series? I'm looking at the AL contenders because the Royals were one of them last year, and the Yankees got some problems in the rotation with Garrett Cole, Tommy John, Luis Gil, or whatever, is out for what, 2 to 3 months. The Royals will be playing the Yankees in April without Garrett Cole and Gil, which is great news.
Yeah, unfortunately, they still have Max Fried and I'm sure some other monsters, Carlos Rodon, who we got to, we'll see how his emotions are when they take on the Royals. But yeah, I mean, Baltimore, a team that a lot of Royals fans, understandably so, have put in that same group of it's playoffs or bust. They lose their top pitcher in Grayson Rodriguez. Listen, the Royals to me should feel as if they are the class of the American League Central. I'm sure Boston's pretty happy right now with the injuries happening in Baltimore and New York. But honestly, Baltimore, you look at that rotation. It's Rodriguez, it's Zach Eflin, and then it's just a gigantic drop-off. So they're putting an enormous amount of pressure on those young bats. And for as much as, you know, the American League East is daunting at times, shoot, man, as we saw last year, taking on Baltimore in the wild card series, just get in. And now with this revamped bullpen and your big three at the top of the rotation, and, you know, Cags could make that short porch at Yankee Stadium look even shorter come a postseason battle with the Pinstripers. Yeah, no, with how healthy this camp has been thus far, knock on wood, yeah, Royals fans should, their confidence should only be growing as the days go on out here in Surprise.
I guess just like now that you've been a few weeks into it, I think this is a question we're going to ask one of the players we're planning on having on later this week. Was from the beginning, you said it felt a little bit different, but now that they're a few weeks into training camp, spring training, do you still get this like change in how the attitude or the culture or the like confidence, does it still feel kind of like different at spring training than it did a year ago before this team had won anything?
Yeah. No question about it. Again, last year it felt, and it was immediate. The thing that struck me was how in unison the guys were with the goals. There wasn't anyone, obviously there wasn't anyone talking about individual stats, but there was no sheepishness when talking about our desire, our plan to go to the postseason. And that really impressed me last year. But you know, being around long enough, yeah, you could talk about how we're ready for the postseason, but I know there's a, however small, there is a cloud of doubt bouncing around in that mind, a lot like the Royals going into 2014. Sure, they won in 2013. They knew that they were good, but they didn't know if they were playoff good. And then they ultimately went to the World Series, and then they wanted to just kill everybody in 2015. I don't have the sense that they want to kill everybody, that they have the taste for blood the way that that 2015 team did in camp. But there certainly is, let me put it this way, they're not hoping for the postseason. They understand the work that it's going to take, the amount of trials and tribulations that they're going to go through, the difficulty that lies ahead. But there's no doubt in this clubhouse that they're a playoff team. And when you get them in an honest moment, not only do you see absolutely zero doubt, but you do see a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. You do see a touch of resentment that they didn't get past the Yankees, that they didn't reach that ultimate goal. So it's certainly a well-fueled team. I can't compare it to, you know, the thing I would compare it to is maybe how the Royals felt after beating the Angels in 2014, where, man, that was a lot of fun, but we want a lot more. Now, that 14 team right away got a lot more. This team's going to have to wait another 6 months before they get that opportunity.
Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, he joins us each and every day throughout spring training. He's got his Hot Stove show coming up again this Thursday right here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks, Vern. We'll check in tomorrow.
Always appreciate jumping on, guys. Thanks a lot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.